Okay. Any question? None. Who knows where are we? What are we talking about? You tell me. What are we talking about?
We're talking about unification and how things aren't always as they seem. Senses can be inner and outer, and yeah.
We are talking about unification. Means coming together, really. What does that mean? Coming together. Okay. There are two different places that we could talk about it. One is coming together. Means we get together. Is this what you mean here? No. Because coming together, it's a social stuff that depends on your culture and the society and how you deal with yourself, and it's not the same here and there and there and there, and it's not the same now and past and the future. That's not what we are talking about. That's a very difficult stuff, and I cannot do that. Right at the beginning of Masnavi we said, what are we talking about? Here we are talking about you. Period. Haha. You are here to learn to change yourself. Whatever we talk about is an example. Because we cannot talk about you. If I talk about you properly, you will be offended. Because you're sitting in, this is what it is. Honestly, we are looking for one thing. I'm looking for one thing. To make myself better. How many times should I repeat it? And that's it. Period. Okay, what is this better? Standing up. Right? Being responsible. What is my responsibility? It's not coming together with the society. Maybe I prefer to live in the corner of the society because I feel like Ludwig von Beethoven. He didn't like socializing and stuff like that. So, you see what I mean? So do not mistake it. This unification is, in a way, starts from here. What's happening here? There are two guys, Pharaoh and Moses. Both are here, and they should come together. Why? This is where we are. He started to say, okay, why? First, let's see what Aql is, really, honestly. Look at it. If you're calling the Aql, which is in Pharaoh, okay, now they talk to each other and it goes on and on and on, and you have seen closely, you will arrive at the place that bribery, Moses will say, you come and just one, clean up yourself, forget that, claiming that you are the God and I will give you four stuff and stuff. All of this is talking about how your animal Aql is working and what is the conflict here between these two. so you could understand what's going on in you. In the last paragraph was a long one, right? Do you remember? He was talking about what? That every different feeling of us receives something different, and blah, 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 this one doesn't understand the other one, and so on. Confusion, because you don't know what existence is, right? Do you remember? He started that you, with your imagination, imagine something about the existence, okay? That kind of looking at it, that vision has occurred. Means you are not from the family, so you're cut out. This is what's happening inside you. Listen. And it has nothing to do with you. That's what you don't understand. Does it have something to do with you? Uh-uh. The clean people, they have to avoid the nonsense contact. So they have a curtain. That curtain keeps you out, as long as you're not clean. Clean yourself, go inside, clean. By cleaning yourself, you will change. And he talked about that cleaning stuff. Do you remember? He said, oh, find a clean fellow. Spend 1 hour over there. You will see that you will be cleaned. Because that's how the influence happens here. This is why we talked about that. Now, again, the subject will be to understand that the body and the spirit are two sides of the coin, and some stuff that you do is in opposition over there, because they're the opposite of each other. Who's the guilty party tonight? You.
How the people of this world attack the people of that world and charge against them as far as the frontier, namely generation and propagation, which is the boundary of the unseen, and how they are unaware of the ambush prepared for them. For the infidel makes his assault when the holy warrior does not go to war. The army of the corporeal ones attack in the direction of the fortress and stronghold of the spiritual ones, in order that they may occupy the frontier pass of the unseen, so that no pure spirit should come from that quarter. When the holy warriors do not attack in warfare, the infidels, on the contrary, deliver an attack.
Ah, this is the trick. You think that one side is the good defensive and the other side will keep away. It's not like that. Normally, it happens exactly like this. If the warriors, they keep quiet, the others will think, maybe there is something wrong, they cannot do something, and they start to attack. Means these two opposite stuff, they work together. This one doesn't work, the other one starts it. So there is a preference here. Yes?
When the holy warriors of the unseen, in their forbearance, refrain from delivering an attack on the man of evil practice, you made an attack towards the frontier passes of the unseen, in order that the men of the unseen should not come in this direction.
Mm-hmm. Means if you are not a believer, and you're left alone, it's not that okay to live your life, because the believers don't bother you. If they don't bother you, you bother them. Because wanting more and looking for opportunities and stuff like that is why this animal is the nature of this animal. Yes?
You didst lay a hand upon the loins and wombs that you might wickedly occupy the thoroughfare. How shouldest you occupy the highway which the Almighty hath opened for the purpose of procreation?
Are you doing this really? He says that you are a fellow who is trying to attack the spirituality to close that door and take the path for yourself. Are you doing something like that? Any of you?
I was thinking, somebody will do it, but it's not about me.
Okay. Listen carefully. Yes.
You didst block the passes, O contumacious as one, but in despite of you, a captain issued forth. Lo, I am the captain. I will break your power. Lo, in his name, I will break your name and fame. Come
means
now.
That it doesn't work like that. We, on the other side, we know that if he let you, you will go around and do whatever you want. Therefore, we come out. This is the attitude of the changed people. They don't go and quit everything. They do their best to bring it out because they know what's happening. Because if you conquer, what will happen? I'll go and sleep and have fun and I'll let you do it. What will happen? You're not listening. The word was there. Generations. If I don't do anything, who will do something for the next generation? This is how we are. How did I get my information? From these generations, right? And let's go back to your fault to see who you are. Do you know how you try to ruin everything? Tradition. You go back. Always looking back. And in the back you have silly stories, silly guesses and things like that. So I see that here we are not dealing about me and you. The team of spirituality, Pharaoh and Moses. Well, how did you start the Pharaoh and Moses? Do you remember the story of Pharaoh and Moses?
The dream of Pharaoh.
There was something before Moses and Pharaoh and Moses. Abraham. Do you remember we always go back to Abraham? Why? Okay. How about we stop the class, go out for a couple of minutes to give you a good project to think about. Read the story of Abraham, which is the base of all religions that you people know. Judaism, Christianity and Islam.